Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Right, the Sports Q is back and on the air here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. Great to have you with us here. We got a jam-packed show for you here today. Coming up, we're going to sit down with some Packer players that say talk about the preseason recap and also previewing the regular season. A couple of veteran players as well as a rookie. And we'll also sit down with Tomahawk head cross-country coach Connor Aarons to get his thoughts on the season so far as we speak. We also got a lot ahead of you, but first, let's go ahead and start things off on the gridiron with some Badger football. And I don't know about you, but
are you ready for some football?
I know that I am. All right, let's go ahead and talk some Badger football, shall we? A new era of Wisconsin football begins this Saturday as the Badgers take on the Buffalo Bulls, at Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin coming into the year ranked number 19 in the country, which is right at about I thought they would be. Kickoff this Saturday is going to be at 2:30 on Fox Sports 1. Now, let me tell you a few things what I'm looking for with this opening matchup. Let me just start off by saying I think the Badgers are going to win this game, and I don't really think it's going to be close. What I'm looking for, though, is how much of an upgrade Tanner Mordecai will be over Graham Mertz. Because let's quickly go through quarterback comparisons for 2022. Now, I know that you could say that both quarterbacks were working in very different offenses, which is very true. But at the same time, Graham Mertz was touted as one of the best pocket passer coming out of high school. Graham Mertz in 2022, 57.3% completion percentage, 2,136 yards, 19 touchdowns, 10 picks. That's last year. Tanner Mordecai's numbers at SMU last year. 3,500 passing yards, 65 completion percentage, 33 touchdowns, 10 picks. Three times as many touchdowns as interceptions. Now, career numbers for Graham Mertz. This is where he stood in 3 years as the Badgers starter. 5,405 yards passing, 59.5% completion percentage, 38 passing touchdowns, 26 picks. His 5,400 passing yards are sixth all-time in Badger history. The five that are ahead of him, Joel Stave, Daryl Bevel, John Stocko, Alex Hornibrook, and Brooks Bollinger. He's tied for fifth in passing touchdowns in school history with Randy Wright and Bollinger. Also ahead of him are Bevel, Stave, Stocko, and Hornibrook. Now let's take a look at Tanner Mordecai's career numbers at SMU. At SMU, he had 7,152 passing yards, a 66% completion percentage, 72 touchdowns, 22 picks. That's 50 more touchdown passes than interceptions. He's had 7,791 career passing yards if you include his first 2 years as a backup in Oklahoma. His passing yards, by the way, that'd be first in Badger history. 76 career passing touchdowns. Oh, that'd be first in Badger history. 3,524 passing yards in 2022 would be the most in a season in Badger history. And 33 passing touchdowns in 2022, that would have tied for most in a season in Badger history with Russell Wilson. That's what I'm looking for. The second thing I'm looking for is how will the Luke Fickell-Phil Longo combo work? Now, Luke Fickell is a coach that emphasizes defense and the ground and pound mentality, which is what Wisconsin honestly has been about for most of their history, if not all of their history. And Phil Longo is a guy that's going to try and throw it a lot more than I think Badger fans are going to expect. That's what you could expect also with the transfer quarterback, with the transfer receivers that are in. And how will this new look defense handle under the new regime? This Badgers defense is going into a 3-3-5 and a 2-4-5 defense. So they're essentially going to be playing nickel and dime defenses with extra defensive backs. What I'm going to be looking for is how will this secondary respond to that? The key for this game is for the Badgers to win and win big. Wisconsin is favored by 27.5 going into this game as of right now. They should win this game by at least 4 touchdowns. And they should put at least 35 points on the scoreboard. At least. Now, again, few guys to look at. Again, I mentioned Mordecai. He's going to be my main focus this season because he's also on the Davey O'Brien watch list, which for those of you that don't know, is the award for the best quarterback in the country. That's something to look at. The other guy I'm looking at is Braylon Allen in that backfield. He's had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He is ready. He is going to be a man on a mission this year. I think he'll have another 1,200-yard season. And the other guy I'm looking at is going to be Darrell Peterson. He's going to be taking over at starting linebacker for Nick Herbig, who was drafted this past year. Herbig was Wisconsin's best defensive player last season. He's a redshirt sophomore out of Akron, Ohio. So he's young. So he's got a lot of talent, but he needs to just get experience. That's what it boils down to. I would like to see him make an early impact, especially in the non-conference games. 4 captains announced for the season are Mordecai, Chimray Dike, who's been at Wisconsin for pretty much his whole career, Maima Young-Meta, who's going to be their starting defensive lineman, and their starting linebacker, Marty Stray. Now, in addition to Wisconsin, we also have top 25 college football games. We're going to go ahead and quickly go over all of the top 25 matchups, who I think is going to be on upset alert as we get ready for some football.
Are you ready for some football?
So nice, had to play it twice. There you go. So again, we did have our first couple college football games this past weekend. Notre Dame, who's ranked number 13, knocked off Navy 42-3. Number 6, USC, did beat San Jose State 56-28. The first top 25 game of this week is going to be number 14, Utah against Florida, and current and former Badger quarterback Graham Mertz. That's going to be at 7 on Thursday. Games on Saturday. Defending national runner-up TCU will take on Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. 25th-ranked Iowa at home against Utah State. Number 20, Oklahoma against Arkansas State. Number 12, Tennessee at home against Virginia. Number 2, Michigan at home against East Carolina. Number 22, Ole Miss against Mercer. Number 15, Oregon has Portland State. Number 13, Notre Dame has Tennessee State. Number 3, Ohio State on the road. They go to Indiana. Number 10, Washington takes on Boise State. Number 19, Wisconsin again against Buffalo. Number 11, Texas has Rice. Number 1, Georgia has Tennessee Martin. Number 6, USC has Nevada. 16th-ranked Kansas State has Southeast Missouri State. 23rd-ranked Texas A&M has New Mexico. Team that I think will be on upset alert this week, 21st-ranked North Carolina. They go to South Carolina. Spencer Rattler is looking to start making his push to be a first-round draft pick as a quarterback. Keep an eye on that game. That game will be on ABC Saturday night at 6:30. 7th-ranked Penn State's at home against West Virginia, and a top 10 matchup Sunday night, the 3rd, with 5th-ranked LSU taking on 8th-ranked Florida State. Number 18, Oregon State, also has San Jose State. And the final matchup of Week 1 is number 9, Clemson at Duke. That's a look at college football here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We're going to take a break. When we come back, what Packer players are going to be on the show talking about the preseason finale and the regular season preview? That's up next. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
The Good Stewart Express features a large selection of hunting products for the fall season. Check out Brian's selection of archery equipment, from crossbows to custom-cut arrows. Choose from a variety of tree stands, the muddy enclosed hunting blind and ladder stands, ammunition, scopes, deer scents, feeds, hunting clothing, boots, and so much more. The Good Stewart Express, North 4th Street, Tomahawk, ready for the fall hunting season.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grantland invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
And And welcome back to the Sports Queue on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you in our WJJQ studios. This past Saturday, I took a trip out to Lambeau Field to cover the Packer preseason finale as Green Bay knocked off Seattle 19-15. I was able to sit down very quickly with A.J. Dillon, Jaden Reed, Rashawn Gary, and Elgton Jenkins to get their thoughts on the preseason finale and what to expect come week one. I'm Alex Cook here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. I'm currently chatting with Packers running back A.J. Dillon. A.J., thank you for joining me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's get right into this here. Pretty big preseason win for you guys, closing it out with a 19-15 victory. What did you think of your team's performance today?
I thought everybody who was in there really went out and put their all on the line. Last preseason game, obviously is a big job interview, not only for this team but also the 31 others. So happy with how everybody went out there. Played well and played strong all the way down to the end.
You know, the running game showed a lot of signs of life, especially with Emmanuel Wilson. He had over 200 yards rushing this preseason. What has it been like working with him in camp so far this year?
Yeah, it's been great working with Emmanuel. Having him come in when he did, it was great to get to know him, along with Lou Nichols. We got a lot of great talent in that running back room. Obviously, Patrick Taylor's been here a while. Tyler Goodson's been here a while. So, everybody just pushes one another, including me and Aaron Jones. So it's great to have those guys in there. Obviously very talented on the field, but also great caliber off the field. So it's really nice.
What, if anything, do you think you need to correct as you prepare for your season opener in Chicago in a couple weeks?
Correct? I think not so much correction. I just think, just keep looking for ways to get better. Obviously, football is an imperfect game, so just going back, watching the film, seeing where I can get a little bit better here and there. But, it's not just one thing. Just overall, just want to get as good as we can, as good as I can for week one.
Again, Green Bay knocks off, Seattle today, 19-15. A.J. Dillon, thank you for joining me.
Absolutely, thank you.
I'm Alex Cook here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, currently chatting with Packers rookie wide receiver Jaden Reed. Jaden, thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir, no doubt.
All right, let's get right into this here. Pretty good way. You close out the preseason with a 19-15 victory over Seattle. What did you think of your team's performance today?
I think we played to the last whistle. I think we did a really good job going out there, competing, give everything we got, always good coming out with a victory. So,
obviously, you're in a very young receiving room with guys like Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs. You also got Samari Toure here and another couple of rookies that have been drafted, Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft, tight end. How has it been growing with these players throughout the course of training camp and the preseason?
It's been great. We're all young, like you said. We're all growing together. We're working together as a team. Also with Jordan in the room, he's keeping us on the right track and everything. We just keep executing what the coaches are calling. And it all starts with knowing what to do, and when you know what to do, you can play fast. So,
your NFL debut is on Sunday the 10th against the Bears. What are you looking forward to in your first game?
Just being back home, actually, and just playing in my first NFL game. Just going to be a great experience just going out there, being back home, knowing my family is there, and just being able to do what I love. So,
again, Green Bay knocks off Seattle today, 19-15. Jaden Reed, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Have a good one.
I'm Alex Cook here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, currently chatting with Packers left outside linebacker Rashawn Gary. Rashawn, thank you for joining me.
Appreciate you for having me.
All right, let's get right into this here. How has it been, rehabbing from your injury throughout the last few months?
It's been a good, long, trying process, but at this time, I'm right where I want to be.
Looking at this particular team as you finished 2-1 in the preseason with the victory over Seattle today, what are you most looking forward to with this season?
Just getting ready, just to go into regular ball, man, and just seeing, this hard work that we've been putting in on the past couple of months throughout camp, iron, sharpening iron, offensively, defensively, special team wise, and just understanding our goals going into the season. I just want to see everybody flourish and prosper and just watch everything that we wish for, pray for happen.
Again, as you prepare for your season opener, you take on the Bears in a couple of weeks. What do you think you need to improve on the most as you prepare for the regular season?
Just being consistent every day. The top things that we talk about every day, playing with effort, being physical, taking the ball away on defense. And I feel like the more that we keep honing in on being consistent with that, that's where we need to be. And then same thing offensively and special team wise, just being consistent and getting better day in, day out.
Again, Packers take on the Bears in their season opener September 10th, kickoff at 3:25. Rashawn, thank you for joining me.
Appreciate you.
I'm Alex Cook here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk, currently chatting with Packers offensive guard Elgton Jenkins. Elgton, thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get right into this here. Big way to close out the preseason, 19-15 victory over Seattle. What was your takeaway from your team's performance today?
Everybody came out, played with good effort. You know, we got the dub. Always hard to do in this league, but you know, it was a good performance by the whole team.
You know, looking at this particular team, it's obviously a new offense with a new quarterback behind in Jordan Love. How well do you think this offense has been progressing over the course of camp and the preseason?
Yeah, for the last past 4 or 5 weeks, you just saw a lot of progress. You know, guys getting better, guys learning the playbook and things like that. So, you know, it's always an improvement. You know, there's always room for improvement, but other than that, I feel like we did good.
Elgton, as you get set for your season opener against the Bears in a couple of weeks, you know the significance of this Packers-Bears rivalry, having played in it quite a bit. What are you looking for in the season opener in a couple of weeks?
I'm looking for a W, you know, a big W by the team, you know, just go out there and play physical, play together, and overall just a good W.
Again, Green Bay takes on the Bears September 10th, kickoff at 3:25. They close out the preseason with a victory over Seattle, 19-15. Elgton Jenkins, thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much to A.J. Dillon, Jaden Reed, Rashawn Gary, and Elgton Jenkins for joining me right after the game. And the Packers open their season September 10th in Chicago against the Bears, kickoff at 3:25. We'll actually have the broadcast for you here on WJJQ that day. So before we move into the next break, let's quickly talk about what Green Bay's expectations are for this upcoming season now that the preseason is over. Now, allow me to say that there is a ceiling, a realistic expectation, and then a floor. The floor to me is 3-4 wins, and that is if we find out Jordan Love is not the guy. That's if the team gets bombarded by injuries. Matt LaFleur will probably get fired at the end of the season if Green Bay only wins 3 or 4 games. They'll probably finish last in the NFC North. They will get a top 5 pick, and I think that they'll move key players to help do a full rebuild, if you will. Now, realistically, because I don't think the floor will happen unless, again, everybody gets bombarded with injuries. Realistically, I see this team finishing with the same record as they did last year. I think that Love performs well enough, and Green Bay will give him a 2-year extension because he does have currently a 1-year one because Green Bay decided not to give him the club option money, the 5th-year option money. And I think the Packers win games that they should win. That, to me, means the home divisional game. So the home games against Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota. You could try and sprinkle in a sweep here or there. And then they beat over lesser opponents. Teams like Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and Carolina, essentially the NFC South outside of New Orleans, because I think the Saints will come out of the South this year. They will struggle against tough opponents if you want to put Kansas City and Pittsburgh in there. The Steelers, I think, will be better. The Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champions. They come to Lambeau in December. And you could also put both LA teams in there because the Rams, I think, will be fully healthy. They will try and compete for that division title. And then the LA Chargers will definitely compete for the AFC West title with Kansas City. And I think they finish 2nd to 3rd in the NFC North. Obviously, Minnesota is the defending divisional champions. They have lost a lot of pieces. I think they'll try and come back down to earth because I don't expect them to go 11-0 in one-score games again this year. And, of course, Detroit is the favorite. Their defense, though, is still a huge question mark to me. Their offense, I think, will be legit. I think the Lions could put up 30 points a game, but they're also the team that will probably score 31, and the defense will score, and the defense will allow 35. And they will address the biggest needs that they will in the NFL draft. Now, allow me to go ahead and dive into what I believe is the ceiling for this Packer team. And believe me when I say that this is me going out on a bit of a limb here. And the reason why I say this is me going out on a bit of a limb is because we don't know how good Green Bay is going to be this year. I mean, there is a lot of question marks. Needless to say. So, with everything that's been going on this season, in my honest opinion, I believe that the Green Bay Packers have a legitimate shot to win the NFC North this year. Now, a lot of people are probably going to laugh at that, but allow me to explain. I think a 10-7, 11-6 record is definitely possible. I think, looking at this particular schedule, the NFC South is not that tough. Let's just be real about this. The AFC West, yeah, you've got Kansas City and LA, but Denver and Las Vegas are huge question marks still because we don't know how well the Broncos are going to be with Russell Wilson at quarterback, and we don't know how good the Raiders are going to be with Jimmy G at quarterback. And Josh McDaniels is a question mark to me as coach, period, plain and simple. So when you look at this schedule, the Packers, to me, have a legitimate shot to win 10 games. Chicago, they'll probably split with the Bears. I think they'll win at Atlanta. They've got Detroit and New Orleans at home. They go to Vegas. They go to Denver. They got Minnesota at home, Rams at home, at Pittsburgh, Chargers at Detroit on Thanksgiving, Kansas City at the Giants, Tampa Bay at Carolina, at Minnesota, and they end against Chicago. That can easily be a 10-win season right there. Right there. I think Love, the ceiling for him would be 4,200 yards and a 3-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. And it could come down to the road divisional games that Green Bay has also. Because Green Bay goes on the road twice in November and December for road divisional games. They go to Detroit on Thanksgiving and to Minnesota on New Year's Eve. The defense could rise to a top five level, which they're capable of playing. I think Green Bay will also win a home playoff game. That could be their ceiling. And I think they'll continue to grow and build as a team. So the fact that Detroit is essentially being walked in as the favorite and everyone thinks that they're going to run away with it, it is still up for grabs. And people don't realize that. I mean, that's my takeaway on it. This is the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Coming up after the break, we'll go over some Hatchet highlights. We'll also have CBS News at the top of the hour. This is the Sports Q here on WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Valheim's True Value Rental Department has you covered to work smarter and not harder on your home projects. Make washing the grime away easy with one of their power washers. If you have a patio project on your list, well, no problem with a cement mixer, concrete saw, skid steer, and mini backhoe. Valheim's Rental Department even has your upcoming party covered with a cotton candy maker, slushy maker, popcorn machine, tables and chairs, too. At Qualheim's True Value, located in the old Shopko building on Hometown Drive in Tomahawk, Qualheim's, where the coffee and popcorn are always on the house.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Got about 4 minutes. Hatchet football had their week two game up in Lakeland, taking on the Lakeland T-Birds. And Tomahawk came away in a slugfest. Let's quickly go over some Hatchet highlights for you. First, on Lakeland's opening drive, a very nice forced fumble. So third down and 5 for Lakeland from the Tomahawk 29. Meyer's going to take. He'll hand off Bruckner off the left side. Got some room here to the outside. And he's finally hit at the line of scrimmage. Lost the football. And the Hatchets recover. Coming in to make the play. Brandon Larson with the hit. Brett Morhiney recovers. And the Hatchets take over on the recovered fumble.
And if he doesn't make that tackle, Joseph, he's got the first down. But as you said, it looked like Larson was the guy that put the hat on the football. And Morhiney, Johnny, on the spot. And what was a promising drive all of a sudden going the other way for Tomahawk.
Scott Nye joining me in the broadcast booth last Friday night on third down on the opening drive. Tomahawk struck big with this 58-yard completion from Rex Riley to Jonah Dickens.
Two wide receivers in the game to the right. Riley in the shotgun with Dickens to his right. Riley takes play action fake, rolls to the left, fires. He's got Jonah Dickens wide open, makes the catch in stride. Dickens down the near sideline, 30, 25, 20, and out of bounds. Knocked down by Talon Haling at the 19. First down Hatchets. Big time catch and run from Jonah Dickens. Gain of 52.
Little bit of broken coverage, and that's kind of what happened with Larson's plays too last week against Rhinelander. Nobody in the vicinity of Dickens, and all Riley had to do was, as you said, kind of float it up, let him run under it, and that's what he did, and big field position tilt in favor of Tomahawk.
Five plays later, Rex Riley found the end zone.
And they will line up with everybody packed in tight. Zach Germano, the lone receiver, out to the left. Dickens and Larson in the backfield again. Larson, Riley, quarterback sneak, gets a push from behind. He is in. Touchdown, Tomahawk. Rex Riley with a 1 yard touchdown run. His second touchdown run of the season. And the Hatchets strike first at 6-0.
And that extra point would be made by Wally Horobic, making the score 7-0. It was 7-0 all the way up until the final minutes of the game. Defensive stops back and forth. Tomahawk stopped Lakeland three times all the way up until the final Lakeland possession, where it got to 4th and 10 at the 50-yard line.
This could very well be the ball game. 4th down and 10 from midfield. Tomahawk leads 7-0. 1:20 to go here at Incredible Bank Field in Minocqua. Meyer in the shotgun. Three wide receivers in the game. Meyer takes, drops back. He's going to fire deep down the middle of the field for a Holmquist. He can't make the catch. He was hit as he lets it go. Incomplete. Brandon Larson and Jonah Dickens combining with the hit, and the Hatchets will take over at the 50-yard line with a minute 14 on the clock.
And the Hatchets get their first win of the season, winning 7-0. Tomahawk football will be down in Wisconsin Dells for their next game on Friday against Kingdom Prep Lutheran here on WJJQ. Coming up in the second half of the Sports Q, we will be sitting down with Tomahawk head cross country coach Connor Ahrens to get his thoughts on this upcoming season. We'll also talk about the Brewers. They did lose their series to the Cubs, but what does this recent winning streak say about this particular squad? I'll talk more about that. And also, we'll do our caller segment. I will be counting down my top five Milwaukee Bucks players in franchise history. Something to look forward to. And then we'll go ahead and wrap it up with Hatchet events that are looking ahead to the next couple of weeks. And we will also have a look at the Northwoods football and Great Northern Conference Week 3 schedule as conference games start to begin for most of the schools here this week. Again, Tomahawk football currently 1-1. We were up in Ashland. Keith Hansey was with me last night for Tomahawk volleyball, their opener. Tomahawk lost 3-1 to Ashland. The next volleyball broadcast will be on Tuesday when the Hatchets begin Great Northern Conference play against the Antigo Red Robins. That begins at 7 o'clock. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show will be at 6:40 from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. That's going to do it for the first half of the Sports Q. Again, thank you very much to A.J. Dillon, Rashawn Gary, Jaden Reed, and Elka Jenkins for joining me on the interviews here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. It is 73 degrees under sunny skies. It's just about 6 o'clock. Time for CBS News.
Hurricane damage in Florida and Georgia.
The flooding is unbelievable.
Even with Idalia downgraded,
tropical storm warnings are posted for coastal areas of Georgia and the Carolinas.
Senate Minority Leader McConnell freezes again.
All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. What was a major hurricane, Idalia, brings dangerous wind, rain, and power outages from Florida's Big Bend region to Georgia. It's now a tropical storm. CBS's Christian Benavides.
The fire's holding, but the water just keeps coming.
Idalia's powerful and in some places record-breaking storm surge is submerging parts of Florida's Gulf Coast.
The whole front building in the faraway end where the swings were just came apart.
Homes and streets in Cedar Key are now underwater from a surge forecasters say could hit 16 feet high. Tampa was spared a direct hit, but is feeling the impact. Water is spilling over the city's causeway, and there's also significant flooding on the streets of St. Petersburg.
I'm Jim Crisul in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The wind and rain from Idalia will continue to pick up in intensity during the overnight hours. There have already been off and on heavy rain bands swirling in from the ocean, which will get more and more churned up as the storm approaches. There continues to be a tornado threat as well.
President Biden lets governors from Florida to the Carolinas know that he's mobilizing anything they need, adding,
I don't think anybody can deny the impact of the climate crisis anymore. Just look around.
Meantime, President Biden expresses concern for Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell after an extended pause before reporters. CBS's Allison Keyes.
For the second time this summer, McConnell appeared to freeze for several seconds when a reporter asked whether he would run for re-election in 2026.
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
Oh, that's good.
President Biden was asked about the incident later.
We have disagreements politically, but he's a good friend.
McConnell's office says he was feeling momentarily lightheaded and would see a doctor before his next event. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
CBS's Scott McFarlane explains why former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has to pay two Georgia poll workers.
A D.C. federal judge has issued a default judgment in favor of two Georgia election workers, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, in their defamation case against former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, then a Trump legal advisor, for baseless claims made after the 2020 election in Georgia. The judge says there'll be a trial to determine how much financial damages Giuliani will have to pay.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 38 points. NASDAQ rose 76. Now this.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
North Korea stages a tactical nuclear strike drill, according to state media, to protest Allied exercises. A Massachusetts judge has ruled that once powerful Roman Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick is not competent to stand trial on teen sex abuse charges and has dismissed the case. The 93-year-old McCarrick suffers from dementia. David Clossy with the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests responds.
It's yet one more example out of literally thousands of examples of child-molesting Catholic clerics who evade justice one way or another.
Labor Day travelers will have plenty of company. AAA says that Labor Day day weekend travel will be up 4% over last year domestically. If you're hitting the road, AAA's Robert Sinclair Jr. on when the traffic will be heavy.
Thursday, tomorrow is going to be very busy from 2 to 6 p.m., but Friday from 11 a.m. to roughly 6 p.m., it's going to be very busy.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6:05 p.m. Good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. It is 73 degrees here under sunny skies as the sun starts to begin to set down in the west here in the Northwoods. Here's Tony Schumacher with your weather forecast.
The forecast for the Northwoods for tonight, we'll see lots of stars out there with dry conditions down to 43. The winds light. Mostly sunny tomorrow, should be mild with a high of 77. Southeast to south wind up to 10. On Friday, partly cloudy, breezy and warmer, high near 83. Gusty south winds 12 to 25. Saturday, partly cloudy, quite warm, high 89. It will be hot and muggy Sunday and Monday. Some record highs possible to finish up the holiday weekend. Highs in the low to mid-90s, well into the 80s on Tuesday with a chance of thunderstorms late. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WJJQ.
And welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday afternoon. Let's go ahead and go right into some Brewer action, shall we?
Here he comes. And that was deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up.
All right, so the Brewers finished up their series with the Chicago Cubs earlier today. They lost 2 out of 3. That's the first series loss that they had since they lost to the Washington Nationals at the beginning of the month. So let's go ahead and sum up the Brewers' month of August here really quickly. Brewers finished with a 17-9 record in August. This record, by the way, as we speak, because there's still games to be figured out, fifth in the National League behind the Dodgers, Braves, Mariners, Orioles, and also behind the Cubs. The big thing to look for with this Brewers team is I hope that this doesn't cause them to fizzle out. Because Milwaukee, they have been playing incredibly well. They were on a 9-game winning streak before Tuesday. That included wins over the Rangers, Twins, Padres, and game one of their series win over the Cubs. They have series wins this month over Colorado, the White Sox, the Rangers, the Twins, and the Padres. Now, that isn't necessarily, you know, a murderer's row, if you will, or a murder of crows, I guess.
It's a murder, honey. A group of crows is called a murder.
If you will. But you still need to beat who you play. They split with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that was really the only series that they lost in the full month of August outside of this that they didn't win. It's about as good of an August as you can ask for this Brewers team, though. They have won every series that they should win. The Cubs series, to me, was a bit of a toss-up. You didn't necessarily know what to expect because you got star pitching on both sides with Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns, both pitching well in both their games, but the offense just went silent. They went on a 9-game winning streak, like I said. They are 13-5 since August 9th. The Brewers and the Cubs have very identical records in the month of August. Let's just be real about this. They had very, very identical records in the month of August. And now, as we go into September, because September baseball for the Brewers begins, this was their final game of August. They have a series coming up. They should win every single one of them. They probably won't, because it's a lot to ask, you know, win series, but they should win every single series that they have. Their first series is against the Philadelphia Phillies in September. That is going to be an entertaining series. The Phillies have been hitting the ball incredibly well. You've got some stud pitching. Freddy Peralta takes the mound for the crew in game one. That's going to be a very, very interesting matchup. Now, the big thing with the Brewers in this particular series is, A, who is going to be starting in place of Adrian Hauser, and B, how long can Wade Miley keep up in game two? Because that's who's likely going to be starting in the second game. After that, they go on the road. They got three at the Pirates, four against the Yankees. The Pirates are rebuilding. The Yankees have been free-falling. Neither team will make the playoffs. They've got four at home against the Marlins, and the Marlins are going to be fighting for a wild-card spot as well, in my opinion. After that, they got three against the Nationals, who they lost to at the end of July into the beginning of August. Then after that, they go to St. Louis and Miami. They got St. Louis and Miami back-to-back. On the road. Again, very, very big series on both sides, especially that Marlins series. The Marlins, even though they're struggling a little bit, they are still fighting for a wild card playoff spot as well. And then the Brewers end their season with three against the Cardinals. And I want everyone to pay attention. The National League Central Division will likely go down to that final series of the season between the Brewers and the Cubs at the end of September and into the 1st of October. That's what it's setting up like. That is honestly what it's setting up like. American Family Field is going to be electric for this month of September. I want as many Brewer fans as they can to show up and support this team. Remember last year, this Brewers team, they had a bunch of guys that knew their roles and played well, but they ultimately fell short in the batting area. This Brewers team is filled with underdogs. Nobody expected Milwaukee to be in first place this late into the season, especially with six rookies on the roster. One of them is hurt and is probably gone for the season, and another one's on IL. Keep that in perspective when this Brewers team. This Brewers team is an underdog, and Milwaukee and Wisconsin, they love underdogs. No matter what. Had some Brewers talk for you here on WJJQ. We're going to go ahead and take a break. On the flip side, Tomahawk cross-country coach Connor Ahrens will join the show to talk about the season. This is the Sports Q here on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggy with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The summertime sunset, twisty, misty slush from Dairy Queen is your tasty ticket to paradise. And DQ is your summer beverage destination, where you can cool off with a dip into sweet slush satisfaction. No need to board a plane, no need to bring your passport, just head on down to Dairy Queen. We'll make sure the only time you have to lift a finger on your tropical getaway is to bring the straw to your lips. The Dairy Queen summertime sunset, twisty, misty slush is craving paradise you can escape all summer long. Dairy Queen, open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., located on North 4th Street, overlooking the Wisconsin River.
It's the hottest part of the summer, but the temperatures can't touch the heat coming off these deals. At Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side during the Make This the Summer sales event. New 2023 Ram 1500 trucks across the board special pricing, plus $4,000 in rebates on every truck in stock. Hurry for best selection. 10% off MSRP on new 2023 My Jeep Compass and Renegade, or a low 1.9% APR limited stock remaining. Act now. Not to be outdone, and only for a limited time, the new 2023 My Jeep Gladiators are at employee pricing on all models. Sports, Overland Rubicon, and Mojave. That's right, employee pricing on the ultimate off-road truck with no exclusions. Any model. Looking for the most awarded SUV on the planet? New 2023 Grand Cherokee. Second row and third row L models have up to $5,000 in total incentives. All this going on during the Make This the Summer event at Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side. Just minutes from Wausau, Maryland, Medford.
Foley's Tree Service, caring for your trees since 1980. This is Ted Foley, ISA certified arborist and second generation family owner. Our employees are trained and educated professionals who respect your property as if it was their own. Whether it is tree removals, pruning, stump grinding, lot and land clearing, tree preservation, or even storm damage cleanup, we are here when you need us. Call us at 715-453-2407, or for our Minocqua listeners, 715-358-2406. Check us out online at foleystreeservice.com. Foley's Tree Service, fully insured and offering free estimates.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you at our WJJQ studios, and joining the show today for the first time, Mr. Connor Arid's head cross-country coach. Connor, welcome to the show.
Thank you much. Glad to be here.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into this here. Let me go ahead and ask right off the bat, how does the team look to begin the season so far?
Well, they're looking strong. I mean, both sides for our co-ed team, both girls and guys, are looking strong. It's just realizing some of the potential that's within and on this team. We've been training hard. A lot of the runners put in good mileage this offseason, which is a huge key to success. And then coming into the season, we had Bon Falls camp, as tradition continues, and yep, put in a lot of mileage there and put in a lot of good work at camp. And coming into the season now that we've got the second official meet coming up, so yeah, we're excited. Yeah, we're looking good, though.
Yeah, that's great. We'll go ahead and get into that meet in just a second here. Let's go rewind back to your first meet that you had. It was at Rhinelander last week. What did you think of your team's performance in that particular meet?
To be honest, we usually utilize these first few meets as solid workouts. Granted, we still want to race, still want to compete, see what mm-hmm. the other teams have. But honestly, we go into these first few meets telling the kids, hey, we need you to get a good workout in, go in controlled, learn what, especially for the newcomers, the freshmen coming up, and those who are borderline wanting to get into varsity, we tell them, hey, run controlled, get the feel of your first high school race, because it's a big deal. And yeah, it goes really well. But I mean, the fact that we had our girls win the first race at Rhinelander, that blew me away too. Shows that they're really ready and they're definitely hungry this year, which is awesome. Guys got fifth, but at the same time, this year we ran in against the large schools. Last year we were in the small school division, so it's a little, I don't want to say easy, but it is a little bit more easier when you're running against those teams that aren't as deep for these small schools. So running against the large schools with the girls winning and the guys getting fifth, we're happy.
Yeah, you mentioned the girls team winning. They had two runners also in the top 10 in their first meet. They had Elise Gibo and Rachel Riley as well.
Yep.
So what has it been like? Let me focus on Rachel really quickly. How has her progress been from last year to this year so far? Because she was in the state meet last year.
Yeah, yep. So she's been in the state meet every year, actually, coming mm-hmm. up through, and her goal is to once again do it for the fourth year in a row. So her prep, actually, her training has changed a little bit. Last year, she in track and field decided to do more sprinting, work on that leg turnover and speed. And I think we're going to be seeing that come to fruition once she gets more of a base mileage under her. But it's going well for her so far for her senior year. So this is good.
That's definitely good to hear. Let's flip over to the boys' side really quickly. You had two runners finish in the top 30 as well. You finished fifth as a team for the boys in that particular meet. What are you looking for from the boys this season?
Well, the boys early on, it's just the fact of realizing their potential, to be honest. And we've been talking about it since last year, but this year I feel like they've got even more of a shot to actually make a chance and make a shot at push at conference. And who knows, maybe it's sectionals. You never know when some teams fall off, some guys get hurt, some guys just aren't feeling it that day, and you never know. And honestly, looking at how the Rhinelander race played out, if we would have had a few guys run some different races, we would have been right up there, if not ahead of Rhinelander, which is our first goal for the guys. So
definitely,
we're getting there.
Definitely your first goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So right now, as we're, you know, a meet into the season, you were quite a few practices in. What are you looking for now as the season is underway from this team?
Well, now it's so the easy part is getting the season off. All the kids, everybody's excited to get going, coaching staff included. Everybody's pumped to start the season off. And now that we're getting into weeks, we're in week three, we're going to be hitting into week four and five. And honestly, this is when we're still hitting the higher mileage weeks. And we look to those captains to kind of bring the team and keep them going and keep them motivated. So the biggest thing is keeping everybody, their mental aspect and their mental game there. Because we can put in the miles, but you got to be able to have the mental capacity to be able to train hard when it matters and take it, dial it back on the recovery days.
The mental aspect is just as, if not more important than the physical aspect of the sport.
Exactly.
So let's go ahead and talk about your next meet. It's at a pretty familiar location for you, Nine Mile Park down in Wausau. The meet's hosted by Marathon. What are you looking for specifically from your teams in this upcoming meet?
Well, specifically with Nine Mile, we definitely want, like you said, we are very familiar with this course. I mean, as they're middle schoolers, they get to run actually at Nine Mile too, but it's a slightly different course for a two-mile race. And with the high schoolers, what we're looking for is obviously for them to get well acquainted with all the turns of this race, because conference this year is hosted by Mosinee, and chances are they're going to host at Nine Mile, as they just had their meet this past Tuesday there. So we're going to be looking for the kids to focus, hone in on those tangents, know where they're turning, where they can have the shortest amount of distance for the run, and then basically dialing in the workout, knowing where the hills are within this race.
Again, the Tomahawk Cross Country Squad has their next meet at Nine Mile Park tomorrow. That gets underway at 4:30. Connor Ahrens, Tomahawk Cross Country Coach. Thank you for joining me, Connor.
Alex, thanks much for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I'll be breaking down my top five Milwaukee Bucks in franchise history. This is the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
John J. Schuene Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes design studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Schuene Construction of Tomahawk.
Premier Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox dealer, wants to make people feel comfortable in their homes and businesses. Lennox makes the air cooler, warmer, drier, cleaner, and better with innovative systems that are exceptionally quiet and energy efficient to save you money. Ask about the buy one and get one free special on a Wi-Fi enabled thermostat with the qualifying purchase of a heating and cooling unit. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. For a free estimate for your Lennox heating and air conditioning needs and great service after the sale, with special protection plan memberships available. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling, serving customers from Weston to Woodruff and locations in between. Call 453-4700, online at premierheatingcooling.com, or their showroom at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County Road A, Tomahawk.
Come on, choose health and motion for you.
Hi, this is Stephanie Ahrens, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Health and Motion in Tomahawk. Health and Motion is a therapist-owned outpatient clinic with 8 locations in northern Wisconsin. Our skilled providers treat a wide variety of musculoskeletal conditions, post-surgical cases, vertigo, jaw pain, and many more. Here at Health and Motion, we value our one-on-one time with patients using treatments backed by research and cutting-edge technology to get our patients better faster and with greater satisfaction. Give us a call to schedule an evaluation or a complimentary 15-minute screen with one of our therapists. Majority of the time, we can get you scheduled within 48 hours. Simply call 453-6650 or look at our website, himwi.com.
So come on.
We're proud of our history as a century-old Wisconsin institution. Hi, I'm Sue from Crossbridge Community Bank. We stay true to the simple, community-based ideals of a mutual bank that exists to serve its people. That is true for our business customers as well. We want to provide you with everything your business needs to grow and flourish. Stop in to either our Merrill or Tomahawk locations and see what makes Crossbridge Community Bank different from the others. Maybe it's time to make the switch. A bank that puts purpose first. What's your purpose? Let us help you realize it. Visit crossbridge.bank to find out more.
Deals upon deals at Tomahawk Furniture and Gun. Recliners and love seats from $2.99, sofas at $3.99, and king mattress sets starting at $3.99. You also get your choice of a box spring or platform frame with every mattress set. Check out their showroom at 123 West Wisconsin Avenue to see their rustic bedroom and living room displays, as well as clearance and used furniture. On top of that, they have all kinds of guns and ammo. Use your old furniture for target practice. Psst, they've got exploding targets to make it really go boom. Or they'll haul away your old stuff for you. Shop online at TomahawkFurnitureAndGuns.com and try it before you buy it. At Tomahawk Furniture and Gun, downtown Tomahawk, right next to the Pine Tree Supper Club. Prices so low, you gotta bend over to see them.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Love me some Van Halen. It's my favorite hard rock band out there. Not classic rock. Hard rock, though, definitely. Especially when David Lee Roth was lead singer. But right now, let's go into the top five Milwaukee Bucks of all time. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. My question for the callers today is, who do you think is the greatest Milwaukee Buck player of all time? Go ahead, call into 453-4481. Let's go ahead and open up the phone lines, see what we can get. In the meantime, while we go ahead and open those up, I'm going to go ahead and name off my top five Milwaukee Bucks players of all time, and we're going to go ahead and start with number five and work our way up to number one. Again, feel free to call in at any point in time with your opinion. You let me know who the greatest Bucks player is of all time.
Holiday rips it away. 16 seconds to go to Giannis. Slam it! How about that?
All right, here we go. We're going to open up the phone lines. Call into 453-4481 to see if you could take home, to see who you think is the top Milwaukee Bucks player in franchise history. Go ahead and open them up right now. Go ahead and start calling into 453-4481. Had to go ahead and take the phone off at night service here. So let's go ahead. I'll give you my top five Milwaukee Bucks players, starting with number five. And at number five, I have Ray Allen. Ray Allen is somebody who was a phenomenal shooting guard. He was a top five pick out of UConn by the Minnesota Timberwolves back in 1996. Ooh. I thought we had a caller there because the phone was ringing. Don't you just love when that happens? Again, Ray Allen drafted number five overall out of UConn by the Minnesota Timberwolves. He was traded in draft night in 1996 for the number four pick, who the Bucks used on Stephon Marbury. Allen played 6.5 years in Milwaukee. He was the best player on that early 2000s teams, along with Sam Cassell and Glenn Robinson. And again, I will say this again. If it wasn't for a missed Glenn Robinson shot in Game 5 of the 2001 Conference Finals against Philadelphia, the Bucks not only would have gone on to the NBA Finals, they would have beaten Kobe and Shaq in the 01 NBA Finals that year. Because who's going to stop Ray Allen, Glenn Robinson, and Sam Cassell with that trio? And he also had, in my opinion, one of the best elimination game performances in Game 6 of that conference finals against the Sixers. He had 41 points. He shot 9 of 13 from the three-point line. The only reason why I didn't have him higher is because that he only played 6.5 years with the Bucks. They shipped him off to Seattle. They brought back Desmond Mason, and that essentially was the beginning of the 10-year downfall of the Milwaukee Bucks with Herb Cole at the helm. So Ray Allen is at number 5. Again, go ahead, call in 253-4481. You let me know who your top Milwaukee Buck player in franchise history is. There are no wrong answers, but I will go ahead and let you know if I think that that pick is, you know, a little bit idiotic.
You are an idiot.
So please do not say Kent Benson. Let's move on to number 4. Number 4 overall Milwaukee Buck player in franchise history is the Big O, Oscar Robertson. Oscar Robertson, 16.3 points per game, 7.5 assists per game. He was the second best player on that 70s Bucks teams that won an NBA title in 71 and another finals appearance in 1974. In the 71 NBA finals, he wasn't even the MVP. He averaged 23.5 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists per game, and he shot over 50% from the field. 52%, as a matter of fact, from the field. He was traded from the Cincinnati Royals to the Milwaukee Bucks in 1970. The Bucks essentially stole him for Charlie Polk and Flynn Robinson, and he's the first player in NBA history to average a triple-double in a season. Again, Oscar Robertson at number 4. Again, if you want to let me know who your favorite Milwaukee Buck player is or who you think is the best player in Bucks franchise history, go ahead, call in 253-4481 to see if you think who the best Bucks player is in franchise history. And of course, there are some picks where I will go,
"Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?"
And of course, sometimes I'll lose my train of thought.
Brilliant. I have absolutely no idea what's going on.
And sometimes, if you go ahead and make a pick that I think is really good, I'll just say this.
I'm a college man. I won't need my high school diploma anymore. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
There you go. You can go ahead and be smart. So go ahead. Don't be shy to call in. I promise that I will not bite. Let's go ahead and move on to number 3. At number 3, we have Sidney Moncrief. Now, Sidney Moncrief, to me, is one of the most underrated players in NBA history. Moncrief was the number 5 overall pick in 1979 out of Arkansas by the Bucks. He was a 5-time All-Star, 2-time Defensive Player of the Year. He shot 50% from the field in his career and also had 4 straight seasons of averaging 20 or more points per game from 1982 to 1986. And to me, those 80s Milwaukee Bucks teams, who, by the way, also had a really, really good roster. They also had Paul Pressey, Mike Dunleavy. They had Terry Cummings, the cement mixer on that squad. If it wasn't for Julius Erving and Larry Bird, Milwaukee may have won an NBA title or two in the 80s. Sidney Moncrief at number 3. Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines here. Who do we have on the line?
Ken Friske.
Terry Friske, welcome to the show, my friend. Who do you think is the greatest Bucks player in franchise history?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is not a bad pick, believe it or not. So I will give you a round of applause for that one. Why do you think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is at number 1?
Because he was great.
Because he was great. That's all you have? All right, thank you very much for the call, Terry. Thank you very much. Again, Terry Friske thinks Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the number 1 Milwaukee Buck in franchise history. Not a bad pick. Not a bad pick. I honestly think that the top 2 you could legitimately say are a toss-off. Let's go ahead and go right back to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line here on the Sports Queue?
Oscar Robertson.
You think Oscar Robertson is the greatest Bucks player in franchise history. Why is that?
Yes, I do. He did everything. Out of Cincinnati, he just did everything.
I have Oscar Robertson at number 4 all-time on my list.
Really?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And the reason why, it's not because of anything that he had to do with as a player. It's the fact that he was only there for a few years. He was only there for 4 or 5 years.
Alex, I understand that. And, you know, I know what you're saying. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay.
Oscar Robertson at number 1. Again, not terrible. Not terrible, but I think that he's at number four just simply because of the fact that he played for such a short period of time with Milwaukee. We got another call go-ahead coming in. Good evening. You're on the Sports Q. Who am I speaking with?
John over in Woodboro.
All right, John. Okay. Who do you think is the greatest Bucks player in franchise history?
Two-time MVP, one-time ring champ. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You have Giannis Antetokounmpo. All right. Make your case. Why Giannis at number one?
Because he outscored Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the franchise history.
That is not a bad argument to make. Thank you very much, John.
Yep, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Giannis Antetokounmpo at number one. Again, not a very bad pick. So I will go ahead and say that is not a bad pick either. Round of applause for him. And allow me to go ahead and say that that's one of the top two that I currently have. Let's go ahead and move on to number two. My number two Milwaukee Buck of all time is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I have him at number two, and here's why. Number one overall pick in the 1969 NBA draft out of UCLA. He led the NBA in scoring twice, averaged 30.5 points per game, 15.3 rebounds per game, which is unbelievable, especially at that point in time. He's an NBA champion with the Bucks. He was an NBA Finals MVP in 71. He averaged 27 and 18.5 in that NBA Finals against the Washington Bullets and shot 60% from the field. He was traded after the 1974 season to the Los Angeles Lakers for Junior Bridgman, Dave Myers, Elmore Smith, and Brian Winters. Now, that trade was not a complete loss because Bridgman and Winters have their numbers retired at Fiserv Forum. That's something to keep in mind. So I have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar number two. The reason why is, again, he played very, very little of his career in Milwaukee. He only played for 6 years when he was the number one overall pick, which means if you want to know who the greatest Milwaukee Bucks player in franchise history is, keep calling in to 453-4481 to the Sports Q here on WJJQ. My number one Milwaukee Buck player of all time is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, the reason why I have Giannis at number one is a few reasons. Number one, he has spent his entire career with the Bucks. He has made Milwaukee a free agency destination. Giannis Antetokounmpo, number 15 overall pick in the 2013 draft out of Greece. He's averaged 22.5, 9.5, and 5 in 10 years with the Bucks. He's a two-time MVP, a 2020 Defensive Player of the Year, a 2017 Most Improved Player, 7-time All-Star, 2021 NBA Champion, and a Finals MVP. In the 2021 Finals, he had 35-13. He arguably had the best Finals closeout performance in NBA history with a 15-point, 14-rebound, 5-block performance in Game 6. I have Giannis Antetokounmpo at number one all-time in Milwaukee Bucks franchise history. Go ahead, we'll take a couple of callers here. We'll move on to 453-4481. You let me know who you think is the greatest Milwaukee Bucks player in franchise history. Go ahead, let me know. I promise that I will not bite. I promise that much. Again, just to recap the top five, I have Giannis Antetokounmpo at number one, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at number two, I have Sidney Moncrief at number three, Oscar Robertson at number four, and I also have Ray Allen at number five. Let me know who you think is your top five. If there's somebody that I should leave off the list, if there's somebody that I think that you think should definitely be on that list, go ahead and let me know by calling in to 453-4481. We'll go ahead and wrap things up for now. Currently 6:36 here in the Sports Q on WJJQ. I will be back to wrap things up right after this. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
The Auto House in Tomahawk is your trusted destination for top-of-the-line vehicles and exceptional service. They're here to help you get ready for fall and winter driving season, and yes, it's that time of year. With a rich history, Gary and his Auto House family have been offering service to our Northwoods communities for over 40 years, and you're invited to check out the Auto House inventory with the best selection of vehicles in the area. Cars, trucks, SUVs, there's over 40 units to choose from. That makes your journey to find the perfect vehicle enjoyable and, more importantly, stress-free. If you need a temporary ride, Gary has you covered with a selection of rental vehicles, and if you need service on your existing vehicle or to get it ready for fall and winter driving, make an appointment appointment with the ASC certified technician at the Auto House, doing business the right way. The Auto House on North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net. Remember, Milo's waiting to greet you at the Auto House in Tomahawk.
Do you have uncoated concrete? When concrete is left unprotected, moisture can combine with organic particles in the concrete's pores, which can lead to the growth of mold, mildew, and bacteria, which also can lead to negative health outcomes. Wisconsin Coating Specialist offers coatings that seal off pores and prevents moisture from penetrating the surface to provide you with a durable, clean, and beautiful surface for the whole family to enjoy. Call Wisconsin Coating Specialist for your free estimate, 715-298-9533. Wisconsin Coating Specialist, tough and beautiful.
Hilgi's LP Gas of Tomahawk reminds you if your summer plans include a building or remodeling project, then think Carrier for your home or business heating and cooling operations and available at Hilgi's. With a new line of furnaces and air conditioning systems, Carrier and Hilgi's are dedicated to improving your quality of life. And during the summer season, your furnace plays a vital role in moving refreshing, conditioned air from your cooling system through your home or business. So no matter what your home comfort needs, you can count on Carrier and Hilgi's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue or call Hilgi's at 453-3505.
Get on board at Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboard serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
We've now reached the final countdown here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Just about ready to wrap things up. Very quickly, we'll go over Hatchet sporting events coming up tomorrow. The Hatchet Cross Country team will have a meet down at 9 Mile Park in Wausau, hosted by Marathon. That begins at 4:30. Also tomorrow, the Hatchet Girls Swim team will have their first home dual meet of the season as they take on Mosinee. That'll begin at 5:30. Next Hatchet broadcast is this Friday with Tomahawk Football traveling down to the water park capital of the world, Wisconsin Dells, to take on Kingdom Prep Lutheran of Wauwatosa. Scott and I will join me in the broadcast booth. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 5:35, kickoff at 6 o'clock from the Dells. Next Hatchet volleyball invite will be this Saturday. Hatchet's looking to bounce back after dropping their first road non-conference match of the season in Ashland last night. They'll be traveling down to DC Everest. That gets underway at 9 o'clock. And the next volleyball broadcast will be against Great Northern Conference foe Antigo on Tuesday. Fairman Orthodontics coaches shows at 6:40. First serve is at 7 o'clock. Keith Hansey and I will be in the broadcast booth at the Hatchet House on WJJQ. Now taking a look at Northwoods Football Conference and Great Northern Conference battles for the upcoming Week 3. First off, we got two games for you tomorrow. O'Connell Falls and Grantsburg will go toe-to-toe, couple undefeated teams. That game will be in Chippewa Falls tomorrow night. That begins at 7. Clintonville travels to Crandon tomorrow night. Also, that begins at 7 as well. Tomahawk is Kingdom Prep Lutheran at the Dells. Number 6 in Division 6, Coleman travels up to Krivitz. That gets underway at 7 o'clock on Friday. Mosinee taking on Lakeland. Lakeland still looking for their first win of the season. That gets underway at 7 on Friday as well. Hayward, who starts off the season 2-0, takes on Antigo at 1-1. That gets underway at 7. Rhinelander takes on Ashland. And Medford travels to Merrill. All those games get underway at 7 o'clock. That's going to do it for the Sports Q here on WJJQ. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you have a great Wednesday. Be sure to stay tuned for Hatchet Football coming up on Friday on WJJQ. Have a sportacular day. From all of you sports fans here at WJJQ.
It's good to be king.
You've been listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.